You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Okay, we are here today with Amy Gergen, RN, Director of the HRMC Birthing Center, as well as RNs on our Birthing Center, Liz Conan and Jess Goth. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are here because we have some exciting new news here at HRMC in the Birthing Center. We have 5 certified lactation counselors on our staff. Recently gone through that education up here with 5 of our wonderful staff to promote breastfeeding in our community and among our moms and babes who are born here in the HRMC Birthing Center. We recently also had a renovation up here in 2019. Amy, you can probably talk a little bit about that. What do we have here in the Birthing Center that people may not know about?
Sure, we have a total of 12 rooms up on our OB department. We have 8, they're called LDRP rooms, which means you labor, you deliver, and you have postpartum after that as well. So you remain in that same room the whole time you are here. We have large whirlpools, individual whirlpools that moms enjoy with Wi-Fi, associated with those, so they can listen to any music as they want as well. We have what's called nurse servers, where there is closets on the inside and outside that have all of our supplies, or we can load them from the outside or stock them from the outside, so we don't have to bother the patient and go into the room. Same way with the laundry department. They can gather the laundry from the outside of the hallways, so it doesn't disturb our moms. We have a nourishment area on the floor as well, so both mom and family support person can get nourishments at any time they want to during their stay here.
We also have some security measures in place. You want to just tell us a little bit about our enhanced, even more than we had before, security here up on the Birthing Center?
Sure. All babies that are delivered here in the Birthing Center at HRMC gets what's considered a hugs tag. That will prevent anyone from taking the baby outside of the Birthing Center. There will be all kinds of alarms. It's attached to the baby's ankle, and they would not be able to get on an elevator with the baby or any stairwell. We also now have security in all of our entrances to the OB department with visitor badges or staff badges. You cannot get onto the Birthing Center without a badge. We give 1 visitor badge to the support person, so when they leave, they can come up on 1 elevator up into that patient's room at that time. And then the staff all have to have badges to get onto the Birthing Center.
And just to touch on that a little bit, something we learned maybe during the pandemic period when we didn't have as many visitors is moms and babies were bonding very well, and it happened to be a good experience. We do have, we are allowing visitors for that support person to allow visitors to come and go, but that's a little bit more of a controlled process than it previously was. What's our current visitor restriction or our visitor policy here on OB?
It has minimized somewhat with the COVID, which has helped the mom relax, to help the mom get her rest.
So Amy, with the addition of lactation counselors to our staff here, we have recently certified 5 lactation counselors. What is the reason behind that, and what's the commitment that we made to do that? Why did we decide to make that commitment?
As a community, I think we looked at through our clinics and through our Birthing Center as well to get nurses to be able to support in any environment for the mom. And baby, was supporting that lactation and the breastfeeding, and then working with them after they deliver. Typically they find maybe more issues once they get home and they get into their home environment. So that's when the outpatient comes into play. So we chose, and actually had some volunteers of the nurses that wanted to more education and to increase their knowledge with that, and how can they help their moms here within the hospital as well. And so we took a time to get at least 5. We'll do more, I'm guessing, in the near future. And they worked very hard on an online course that they took with difficult testing, difficult hours of learning.
This online course was different than previous lactation counselors had done because it was self-motivating. It was a lot of self-study. Just because of COVID, having the course not in person. Previous lactation counselors were able to go in person to a course out of town, where us five took the course online and self-taught ourselves how, what we would do actually in person. So there were some hurdles that we had to overcome with COVID and learning this all completely online. And I'm going to speak for myself. I'm not a traditional student, so it took me a little bit to get on the computer and learn everything that we needed to do. This was an intense course.
And so how long was the course that you guys took?
The course that we signed up for allows the lactation counselor student to take it over a 6-month period. And during that 6-month period, there are 52 hours of course material that we go through. Plus there is test outs where we would have to call this facility, which was located in Maine actually, and test out over the phone on things that we had learned. We did 4 test outs where we had to actually pretend to be counseling a person over the phone, or actually tell the person and go through the paperwork that we had that we would do when we saw an outpatient.
So you learned this over the phone, which may prove beneficial because you may be in a real life situation where you have someone at home that might be in that situation. I know, Liz, before you had mentioned that there was a 52 hour course, but you did spend a considerable amount more time in investing in this education.
I believe all five of us spent considerable amount of time. I absolutely was overjoyed with the opportunity to take this course, and I think Amy can speak to it. We would come into our office and go, guess what we learned today? Guess what we can now put into practice? Learning this material and then being able to put it into practice is absolutely beneficial for our patients. That was amazing.
And so when you are putting this into practice with your patients, can you walk me through, maybe a situation where I am a new mom, maybe a first-time mom, here in the hospital and I've had a baby. How do you help me? Obviously, you're helping me as a nurse, and that's the awesome part about this is you already know me as a patient and you know the baby as a patient, but you're also helping me as a lactation counselor.
For me, I have changed my practice where my breastfeeding education starts as soon as that baby is born, if not prior to that, because the initial skin-to-skin contact has so many benefits for a breastfeeding mom and the transition of the baby and that first latch that starts at birth. So, and I know Jess teaching her prenatals, you know, it starts prior to that for those people who are fortunate enough to get into the prenatal classes.
And so maybe we'll just jump to that a little bit. So we do offer prenatal classes here at HRMC. We have instructors who are nurses right here in our birthing center. And you, Jess, are one of them. So
yes.
You're also a prenatal instructor as well as certified lactation counselor. Can you talk us through a little bit what people might expect with those prenatal classes?
Sure. So there is a total of 3 prenatal classes that we do. We're kind of in the process working on possibly getting a 4th class, like to work on CPR or if having that at least as an option. But as of now, we have 3 courses. The first course is taught by Lisa, a nurse also up here. She goes over kind of what to expect prenatally. When should you come in? What does it mean when your water leaks? More toward labor, and then gives a tour of our floor and our rooms, that sort of thing. The second class is taught by me, and I go over newborn care. So how do you care for your newborn after you had a baby, and then breastfeeding. The third course is then taught by Lisa again, and she talks about like pain management in labor and how to take care of mom or yourself postpartum.
Some of the training that you have experienced and some things you probably already know, obviously, as a nurse in the birthing center, are some of the benefits of breastfeeding overall. So one of the things that was surprising to me when we were visiting a little bit was that it's not only beneficial to baby and to the relationship between baby and mom, but it's also beneficial to mom. So can you guys talk us through those benefits of breastfeeding for both mom and for baby?
Sure. So to start with, some benefits that maybe people are not aware of, or mothers are not aware of, are the benefits for us as moms. A big, huge benefit is breastfeeding is known and shown, or hopefully prevent depression, postpartum depression, that we do see in mothers. When we breastfeed, our body releases good, healthy hormones, and in turn, that makes us feel good. So it can decrease the postpartum depression. More so in the future, as a woman, as we age, it can help decrease cancer, specifically in the breast. It can help decrease heart disease, high cholesterol.
We know and have heard of many of the benefits to baby, but what are some of the other benefits to the baby of breastfeeding?
I think a huge benefit that is maybe more of the known benefit is those antibodies that are getting to baby through our breast milk. If you or I were to have a viral cold infection, or let's say we had COVID, or we had influenza A or B, even just weeks before we delivered, our body still has those antibodies that then are passed through our breast milk and given to the baby. So when we are having a newborn at home, you have lots of visitors, you have other young children, it can help prevent that then very new baby from getting sick and sick fast. Another huge benefit, both in this, actually is both for mom and baby, is the bond that you get with your baby when you breastfeed. Another benefit would be not needing to purchase formula or searching in many different stores for formula. Number one, I know that there was a huge formula shortage during COVID. Also with where we live in South Dakota, there's a lot of blizzards and a lot of snow, and trucks actually sometimes have a hard time getting to stores, meaning that there could be a shortage in formula. And if you are breastfeeding and it's done correctly and you're succeeding at that breastfeeding, then that's one less worry that you have to go through.
What are some cues that I might get from baby or some cues that are happening in the home that I might need to call and get some help from you guys postpartum?
That is one thing with our expansion of the community support here at the Birthing Center with the 5 CLC counselors on sometimes even a phone call to talk through everything in the everything that is happening at home. Maybe mom is seeing something and thinks it's maybe normal, and we can recognize, oh, that's a little bit different. Or even having our mothers that we've had as patients here, we know that they've received some medications afterwards, or we know that their milk's already in, or you know, we can continue to educate because of the expansion of the CLC program.
Some common concerns that we have been brought to our attention, or like questions from new moms, is one, very sore nipples. Is this normal? Is this not normal? Is normally a huge question that we get. My baby just won't latch. That's another concern that we get. My baby's not gaining weight. My baby's sleeping too much. My baby's not sleeping enough. Really, all of those things that you see in your newborn that could be quote unquote abnormal could be specifically led and in correlation with your breastfeeding and how that journey is working out for you. You may think that it's going okay, or you may think it's not going okay. Either one of those, whether it is or isn't, it's never wrong to ask for help or support, and to ask to have us watch a latch. Very easy to even talk over the phone as to what you are seeing. And you can, you know, relay that back to us, and we may say, you know, that is not normal, we would want to see you in person. Or we may say, it sounds like you're doing great. You know, if you do notice these sorts of symptoms, please call us back, those sorts of things. So
what's the process for getting that consultation? If I'm out there and I'm listening to this and I want to do that, do I just call the hospital number and they will direct me to you guys if I have one of those questions to see if maybe it would be beneficial for me to come in?
Correct. You would just call the hospital number. You would ask for an OB nurse. There are five of us, but if by chance we are not on or working at that time, there are other nurses who can help get something set up for you with one of us counselors. Most specifically then, we would just need an order from your physician, which we can also call and get. And then we go through a process with, of course, insurance and making sure that your insurance will cover it. So we may not be able to see you the exact same day that you call us, but we will surely try to get everything set up to see you when the next counselor is available, whether that be the next day or the day after that.
Some insurance companies cover this, some insurances will not cover this, but you will help me to understand that a little bit more when I call and talk to you.
Yes, yep. We actually go through our centralized scheduling and they do a whole pre-authorization and process. And then once they go through that, sometimes it takes a little bit, sometimes it is very, very quick, depending on your insurance. And once they give us the go-ahead, then we get something scheduled.
So if I do not have insurance, and I'm still interested in this, maybe my insurer, maybe I have insurance and it would not cover it, are there other options for me?
There is an option to private pay. You can always look into how much that would cost for a lactation counseling service. We also do have resources and other opportunities that may be available for you if those funds are not there.
Thank you so much, Liz and Jess and Amy, for chatting today. We would encourage anyone who has any questions about breastfeeding for our lactation counselors to call HRMC.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.